Welcome to Torah Temecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun Vav, the 56th Perek. If you recall, we ended last Perek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu promising that Am Yisrael will return with happiness, with rejoicing, with celebrations as they come back to the land of Israel at the end of days. And thus, our next Perek opens up with the promise that we, Am Yisrael, can bring in that time, we can herald in the time of Mashiach through our actions. Or said differently, we can bring forward the time of Mashiach even before its allotted time through doing the right thing. And that's Pasuk Aleph over here, Ko Omar Hashem, thus says Hashem, Shimru Mishpat Va'atzut Tzedakah, God judge justice and do righteousness. Ki Krovat Yeshuati Lavo, because, or then, my salvation will come sooner, v'tzidkasi lihigalos, and my deliverance will be revealed. And this is the take of the Radak and the Barbanel and others. Read this pasuk as an indication to us that through doing the right thing, we can bring Yeshua, we can bring salvation even before it's meant to happen. And then we're told in pasuk beis, Ashrei enosh ya'asezos. Praiseworthy are the people who do this. What is the this we're referring to? Well, according to the Malbim, it was what we just said before. Someone who does justice, who does mishpat and tzedakah, that person is praiseworthy. However, the Radak reads this as the thing coming up. In other words, praiseworthy is a person who does this, semicolon. What is this? Or ben adam yachazikba, and a person who holds on to and does this thing. What is the thing? Shomer Shabbos mechalelo v'shomer yado ma'asos kol ra. Someone who keeps Shabbos and doesn't profane it, and someone who guards their hand from doing any sort of evil. And what we're going to see in this perek is a couple times we're told that Shabbos seems to be this primary experience which is going to open up doors for salvation. It's going to be the thing which is the most praiseworthy of all things that we can keep. And it's very interesting because if you imagine a person on their Jewish journey, Shabbos really is a cornerstone or the bedrock of what Jewish identity is. Often people are taking on more and more mitzvahs. One of the first things they start doing is being sensitive to and taking on elements of Shmiras Shabbos. There is a very, very beautiful Abarbanel right here, which I recommend people look at inside, where he says basically that Shabbos is a meeting place of pretty much all of the 13 principles of faith. Because through Shabbos, we acknowledge that Hashem created the world, as we know from the Psukim in the Torah, right, that it is a sign that Hashem created the world. Ki sheshes yamim asa, Hashem es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz, Hashem created the world on 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. Not only that, it is also testimony to Matan Torah. In fact, Shabbos is known as Eidos, testimony. It's testimony to the fact that we received the Torah, and in the Torah was the obligation to keep Shabbos. It also tells us that there was a prophet, Moshe Rabbeinu, who received prophecy and told us about Shabbos. It also tells us that there's reward and punishment because we keep mitzvahs in order to receive reward and to avoid punishment. It tells us that Hashem knows the actions of human beings because it makes a difference whether we keep Shabbos or not. And also, he says, Shabbos contains within it the concepts of Mashiach. Because, as we said a couple days ago, Shabbos really is a me'ein olam haba. It's a taste of that messianic time in olam haba. And thus, this is going to be the key, perhaps because of all of this, to be able to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and being able to open up the doors to olam haba. From Psukim Gimel to Pasuk Ches are kind of their own standalone unit in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to address two kinds of people. The one is a nechar, a foreigner, perhaps a convert, and the other one is a saris, a eunuch or a person who has no children. And we're going to try to figure out why these two people are specifically addressed. Let's look at the Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel says, Va'al yomar ben hanechar hanilve el Hashem, a person who is a convert, who has joined Am Yisrael, should not say, Lemor, saying, Havdel yavdileni Hashem ma'alamo, God has kept me separate from his people. In other words, the convert shouldn't turn around and say, as much as I'm now part of the Jewish people, ish, I'm not really part of the Jewish people. Va'al yomar hasaris, and the person who is childless shouldn't say, Hein ani etz yavesh, behold, I am a withered tree. What's going on here? Well, these psukim, if we're talking about the end of days, and we're talking about the legacy of what it is to be part of the never-ending chain of the Jewish people. These are people who feel like they aren't part of the chain of the Jewish people. Why? Well, according to the Radak, the Nechar is a person who converts and his kids do not. So he's looking at everybody with their Jewish families and their Jewish children, and he's not part of that. And he's trying to figure out where that leaves him as part of Am Yisrael. And obviously the Saris without children feels the same way. The Malbim compares the Saris and the Nechar as follows. He says the Saris doesn't see his future. He doesn't see the next generations coming from his Mesiras Nefesh and his commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs. And the Nechar, the converse, doesn't see a past. And these two people look at the story of Am Yisrael, past, present, and future, and they don't fit in. The convert, because he doesn't fit in with the past, and the Saris, because he doesn't fit in with the future. And Hashem comforts these people, and he says neither of them should feel like they're set apart, like they're not part of the klal, or part of the story, or part of the legacy of Am Yisrael, because they are. Let's see how. Pasuk Dalet says, Ki ko omar Hashem lesarisim, asher yishmeru es shabsosai, ubacharu basher chafatzti. He says, go say to these childless people who keep Shabbos, and again, we're talking about Shabbos as this primary experience, and who choose to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them, umachazim bebrisi, and they keep my covenant. Venatati lahem, those people who maybe don't have physical offspring, Hashem says, I will give them bevesi, in my home. Maybe they don't have a household, but they're going to form part of Hashem's household. And what will they have? Ubechamoti, and with my seal, Yad Vashem Tov, a hand and a good name. Mibanim umibanot, even better than sons and daughters. And this phrase is where the famous Holocaust Museum got its name from, that even those who died, who perished, who didn't have someone who was going to live out their family line, each of these people have a yad, a hand, and a shem, and a name. What is the significance of yad and shem? So the Radak says a yad is a makom, it's a place. They have a place, and they have a shem, which is a legacy. People will remember them, and which, as we know, is really very much a pressing issue when it comes to people who've been devastated without children, is who will name after those people? Who will remember them? And the Malbim says, yad is someone to help you in this lifetime. I remember I had a couple of great uncles who never got married, and it was always a big schus, a tremendous privilege to be able to go and help out, because they didn't have children, they didn't have grandchildren, they didn't have family, so they needed a yad, a physical hand to help them in this life. And shem, a name, is someone to, or something to hold them up in the next world, this world and the next world. Yad Vashem, beautiful ideas. And he says, Shem Olam, they're going to be eternal, I'll give to him, Asher Lo Yikares, that will never ever be cut down. And then Hashem addresses the convert, Ubnei HaNechar HaNelvim Al Hashem, and these converts who have joined up with Am Yisrael, L'Sharto, to serve Hashem, U'Lahavais Hashem, and to love Hashem, Lioslo La'avadim, and to agree to give up everything to be an Eved to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechalalo, all those who, once again, we have a reference to those who keep Shabbos and abstain from profaning it, U'Machazim B'Brisi, and keep my covenant. And here Pasuk Zayin describes all of those people. And we use this Pasuk when we talk about the futuristic times where all other nations who have been loyal to Am Yisrael, be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will come and join this international forum of people serving Hashem. Pasuk Zayin, V'haviyosim el har kodshi, I will bring them to Yerushalayim. V'machtim b'veis tfilasi, and I will allow them to rejoice in my house of tfilah, the Beis HaMikdash. Olo sehem v'zivchehem l'ratzon al mizbechi, and I will accept all of their korbanos on my mizbeach. Don't think, b'nei nechar, converts, just because you don't have a past with Am Yisrael, just because you don't have great-great-great-great-grandparents who offered korbanos, that doesn't mean to say that your korbanos are not going to be welcome, because they will be. Ki beisi beis tefila yekare l'kol ha'amim, because my home will be a beis tefila, a place of prayer for all the other nations. And as we've spoken about again and again, Yeshayahu mentions this, everyone's invited to be part of Am Yisrael. Everyone's invited to be part of the story. And yes, the wicked amongst the other nations will be wiped out. But that's not because they're part of the other nations. It's because they're wicked. But all the other nations are invited to be part of this beautiful international service of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ne'um Hashem Elokim mekabetz nidchei Yisrael od ekabetz alav nikbatzav. Hashem says, this is what I promise you. He who gathers up all the dispersed amongst Israel, and he will gather us all together. Pasuk Tes, until the end of the Perek, so that's just another couple Pesukim, because the Perek ends on Pasuk Yud Beis, really changes gear. And according to most opinions, this is going to be actually tochacha, it's going to be rebuke. And as we said, yes, Yeshayahu is kulo nechimta, it's all comfort, but the comfort we've had above, and now it's going to be an invitation to devour evil. And we're going to leave it vague for now and see there's different ways of understanding or translating this. Pasuk Tes tells us, Kol chayaso sadai, etyo le'echkol kol chayaso bayar. All the wild animals of the field should come and eat all the other wild animals of the forest. So who are the beasts of the field and beasts of the forest, and who's devouring whom? The Ibn Ezra understands these psukim as an invitation to all the other nations to come and devour the evil amongst Am Yisrael. He says, yes, obviously we're going to welcome with open arms all the righteous Jews and the righteous non-Jews. And the righteous of the not righteous, the wicked of Am Yisrael, will be destroyed also. And they are going to be destroyed by the other nations. The Radak actually reads it as animals. And he understands that all the animals of the field and the animals of the forest, are encouraged to come and eat the corpses lying around at the end of the battle of Gog or Magog. And all of these animals are going to come and eat up the corpses. Very gross description. The Malbim actually doesn't read this as the end of days, as Acharis Hayamim. Rather, he sees it as follows. He sees these psukim talking about the vulnerable Am Yisrael when they're not doing Hashem's will. When they're out in Galus, they're out in exile, and they're not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instructed them to do, so then the wild animals, in other words, our enemies, can come in and devour them. And that is really what Pasuk Yud is going to tell us. Pasuk Yud describes Am Yisrael as being klavim ilmim lo yochlu linboach. They're dumb dogs who are not able to, don't know how to bark. And the Malbim understands that to be that we are a flock that is leaderless. There is no sheepdog, if you will, to be able to control us. There's only Nevi'e Sheker, there's false prophets, there's no true leaders. And this sheepdog is asleep. And therefore, Am Yisrael are vulnerable to the wild animals around us who are going to come and are going to destroy the vulnerable, leaderless Am Yisrael. And the Malbim continues and said, Yud Aleph tells us not only are our leaders asleep, they're much worse than that. Kulam ledar kampanu, each one is turning to its own way, each one pursuing their own desires and confusing us and not giving us proper direction of what we should be doing. And even worse than that, ish levitz om makatsehu. Each one is seeking their own advantage, says the Malbim. Each one is trying to hurt and to take advantage of the Jewish people. And these wicked, wicked leaders of Am Yisrael, what do? The Perek ends, Pasuk Yud Beis. Et yo ekach yayin v'nisba'a. They say to each other, come, let's get wine. V'nisba'a shechar, and let's get some liquor. V'haya kaze yom machar gadol yeter ma'od. And they say, let's get drunk, let's drink and have a great time, and we're going to do the same thing tomorrow, but better. This is the attitude of eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. These people who are meant to guide us are these sleeping sheepdogs, or these wild sheepdogs who are not taking responsibility for the flock and leaving us vulnerable. And yes, even though our perek begins with hope and tells us that if we get our act together and if we observe Shabbos and if we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, divine providence in the world, and we do Mishpat and Tzedakah, we can bring in the time of Mashiach before its destined time. We're also reminded that if we have to wait the long process out, then it's not good enough to say, well, I'm Jewish and therefore I'm safe, because that's not the case at all. Even those who are from outside of Am Yisrael, who are righteous, will be welcomed in, and their korbanos will be accepted, and they will have a Yad Vashem, they will have an eternal lasting legacy. And the wicked will be cut down because they're not protecting their own. They're not protecting the Jewish people. They're not taking responsibility for Am Yisrael. And therefore, it's not just our spiritual genetics, which we can rely on. We also have to take responsibility for our actions in the here and now. Thank you for learning with me today. Lerefuah shalema Yonina Sima bas Daphna Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara, ule pitzuei tzahal, achenu hayakarim, betoch sha'ar chole Yisrael, Nina v'chaim Shenka.